92.7 Mix FM News with Traffic First.
All new vehicles at Pacific Ford now eligible for the $150,000 instant tax write-off.
Delays this morning in Caloundra Road around West Caloundra will slow you down. A little bit rough through the little mountain as well as you're heading both directions. Also busy this morning in Budrum. Gloucester Road is running a little under speed, heavier than it should be for this time of the day. Down the bottom of the mountain, Malulabar Road is also running a little slow as well. While in Maroochydore, Commercial Road is running a little bit slow into Mains Road. And through Woombye, Old Palmers Road is running slow into Diddleybar Road, which is sluggish as well. At IKEA, get free contactless click and collect when you order online by June 30. Conditions apply. Shop online at IKEA.com. It's Liam with the latest traffic on 92.7 Mix FM.
Hi, Susan Graham-Ryan with you. Thousands of jobs are at risk as Virgin Australia announces it's entered voluntary administration this morning. The airline employs more than 16,000 people, all potentially facing the axe. Deloitte appointed as the administrators for the company and subsidiaries, working to help ensure it emerges stronger after the COVID crisis. Founder of Virgin and billionaire Richard Branson has taken to Instagram to share his thoughts.
In most countries, federal governments have stepped in this unprecedented crisis for aviation. Sadly, that has not happened in Australia.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese is joining the growing chorus calling for the government to intervene. The feds affirm there'll be no further bailouts or grants. The Courier determined to keep flying, though, with its scheduled international and domestic flights to continue, helping to transport essential workers. Another national cabinet meeting is on today with speculation state and territory leaders will look at easing restrictions on some elective surgeries. Treatments were put on hold last month to free up equipment and beds and to reduce demand on our health services amid the pandemic. The Australian Medical Association's backed calls for a gradual restart if there's enough PPE for staff. 18 new confirmed COVID cases have been announced this morning between Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. And Aussies strapped for cash will see relief in petrol prices. World oil prices fell to record lows overnight. Suppliers paying businesses to take barrels off their hands. In sport, we could be enjoying NRL five nights in a row when it relaunches on Thursday, May 28. According to The Telegraph, blockbusters could see the Roosters take on the Rabbitohs on the Friday and Parramatta v West Tigers on Monday. The plans aren't set to be affected by CEO Todd Greenberg's departure, but are still subject to approval from health authorities. We could be in for a 20-round season with a big dance in late October and Origin last of all. And download The Briefing now. It's Australia's new daily must-listen news podcast with Tom Tilley.